Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Why not gargle?
Welcome back to the Devil Advocate. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Brian, do we have somebody in the line?
Yeah, we got Door County Don on the line.
Welcome, my friend. What's on your mind today?
Good evening, sir. I met you up in Egg Harbor with the seven or eight people who were primarying for governor a couple of years ago here at a presentation.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a fun afternoon. On my mind today, our state representative, Joel Kitchens, had his monthly appearance on local radio, and I called in with a question on Senate Bill 250, the rank choice voting for U.S. congressional candidates in Wisconsin, limited only to the federal elections and not to the state elections. So he kind of spilled the beans in answering my question, and this is my reading on it, that what he said was, this will give a more fair chance for candidates from both parties in the highly partisan districts in Wisconsin. And I know he and Senator Coles would be referring to better Republican chances in the Democratic strongholds around the state. So that's the first point, and you can elaborate on it later, but I think that's why they're introducing State Senate Bill 250. The more important point is neither party in the U.S. Congress or the U.S. Senate is calling out Joe Biden on the continuation of the Trump policy that is for 10 years torturing and now attempting to assassinate Julian Assange for being a publisher, which Obama, to his credit, refused to do because he would have had to take out the same legal action against every major newspaper publisher in the country at the time for publishing the same U.S. war crime information that WikiLeaks did. So here we are. We are assassinating Julian Assange through isolation, and we've been torturing him for close to 10 years now. So I'll leave it there. I can hear better listening to your response on the computer rather than my telephone line here. So thanks for listening to that. And there's a couple topics maybe for further exploration when there's more time at the end after the tomorrow. Thanks.
You bet. Yeah. Listen, thanks for calling. And two fascinating topics. Let me hit them very quickly, one at a time. When it comes to ranked choice voting, to be very honest with you, I'm not a fan of it. A lot of people say they are. If you took a look at it, they had it in New York, for instance, in the mayoral race. And the results really turn out the same. It's a very rare case where it makes a bit of difference at all. Secondly, you know, in primaries especially, people are very keen on it. In a general election where you just have a Republican and a Democrat, unless it's very close and there's like a green or a right, you know, like one other candidate, it's not going to make any difference at all. There are very few bills that any Republican would put in that I would agree with, and nothing having to do with elections. And Julian Assange, here's my view on this guy. We didn't torture him for 10 years. What he did is he hid out in the Ecuadorian embassy in Merry Old England, in London. And then the Swedes were going to extradite him for sexual assault. Then they said, well, they didn't know that they had enough evidence, so they released him. And then we put in an extradition request, and it went up to a bunch of courts in Britain, and then they extradited him. So he's coming here. He's not going to be summarily anything. It's going to be a trial. It's going to be a jury trial, and he can raise all the issues that you mentioned on First Amendment and all that. But, you know, you remember the Pentagon Papers. I'm old enough to remember them back in the early 70s. And there is a certain First Amendment license. But when it comes to theft and conspiracy, you know, the New York Times in that one did not conspire to steal this information. Julian Assange, you know, he's from Australia, and he was known as a hacker and all that kind of stuff over there. With Chelsea Manning, Chelsea Manning was a soldier and betrayed the country. Chelsea Manning, this would be what she did by then. Before then, it was what he did. Betrayed the country, and he funneled stuff to Julian Assange, And that was published with tremendous damage to the United States militarily and foreign policy. Now, this is, he didn't just turn over the New York Times. What he, Julian Assange, and he actively conspired about how he's going to do it. That's the difference. What he will undoubtedly do in his trial, and he'll claim Pentagon papers, but a good prosecutor will present the other, and the jury will make up their mind. That's my view on it. I personally would convict him, and I would convict him pretty quickly. Yeah, Brian, anybody else on the line?
We have Andrew from Detroit.
Andrew from Detroit, my friend. We have a little bit of time here before the end of the show. What's on your mind today?
I have a quick question about Merrick Garland. I, as many Democrats, are very dissatisfied with Merrick Garland as our Attorney General, but I don't think Biden can really ask him to prosecute. That would be as bad as what Trump did with his Attorney Generals. I believe Merrick Garland has to come out and make a statement about what he's doing without really revealing too much about what he's doing. But all Biden can really do is a vote of no confidence. Am I right with that?
No. Here's the thing. Biden made a big deal of differentiating himself from Trump, saying, I'm not going to tell him what to do. And Merrick Garland posed for holy pictures, and he's going, oh, I'm my own man and all that. That's all well and good. Your attorney general has to be your right-hand person, believe me. And Biden absolutely can get him in there and say, Merrick, I think this guy should be prosecuted. What do you say? And Merrick says, no, I can't, and I won't. And here's why, and there's a legal basis, you know. And Biden's a lawyer, too. And so, fine, that's not the case here. This will be a bipartisan committee referring him for prosecution. When he gets that, Biden absolutely can say to him, what, you think that Liz Cheney, who went to University of Chicago Law School, doesn't know what she's doing? You think Adam Schiff, Harvard, doesn't know what he's doing? What is it that you think is different? And if he gives him an answer and Biden believes it, great. If Biden doesn't believe it, he absolutely can say to him, look, I appointed you to do a job, not to take a dive. You're not just warming the seat here because you want to be in the Supreme Court and this looks good on your resume and you're going to make nice with everybody and hope everybody loves you. They don't love you. They really don't love you. And absolutely. And if he said no and Biden thought that he had made a mistake and done wrong, get him in. And the guy that I like is this guy, I think it was Goldman, Danny Goldman. He was the prosecutor and one of the impeachees. Excellent. I put him right away. Coming to the end of the show, I'll tell you what, it's been a great show. Really enjoyed this. Some great call-ins, as always. Stand by for some great programming. My friend Earl Ingram. Earl Ingram, great show, great evening program. Saturday of great weekend programming, headlined by Pizza Box Mike. This is Matt Flynn sitting in for Mike Crute. Devil's Advocate will be back same time, same place tomorrow.
No religion, no anything. Hurt the Bible, hurt God.
But other than that, I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Well, see you later.